B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, 610-632-0975 is the phone number. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. And man, oh man, oh man, the plot keeps thickening. Now, the word of the day is listening. Listening, listening, listening is the word of the day. Andrew is in my spot. Natalie is in her normal spot today. And everybody in the sports world is talking about Drew Brees today. Well, I just want to say at the top of the show, as humbly as possible, that I told you so. I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Now, yesterday, I intentionally did not pile on because I wanted to wait for it all to play out and see if he would apologize. And he did apologize, Drew Brees, and I respect a sincere apology. The problem is, I don't think Drew Brees' apology is very sincere, and I will explain why, but I do want to hear about from everybody about this today. And we got some other stuff. The NBA has approved their return 29-1. They voted to return with the 22 teams. The draft will be October 15th. They're setting everything up. The one team, of course, that voted no was hating Portland Trailblazers, who are mad that they're not included. Those haters are the only ones to vote no. 29 other teams vote yes. Portland doesn't care about the league getting $900 million. Haters. But listening. Okay, so Drew Brees, let's just have facts to start with because it brings in a larger conversation of how we can all do better. That is a theme today. We will talk to Mark Zumoff about NBA's return at 3 o'clock. We will talk to Reverend Corey Jones from Tabernacle Baptist Church in Burlington, New Jersey at 4 o'clock about all things we can do better going forward to avoid this happening again, because what's happening in the country is still happening in the country. Now, Drew Brees is 40 years old. He has been in the NFL since 2001. He is about to enter his 20th season in a league that is 68% black. So he's been around them, not going to count college, high school, growing up, and all that other stuff that he did in Texas, going on to Purdue. I'm not even going to count any of that. I'm saying as a grown man, as an adult, since 2001, he has been in a locker room with people in a league in which is 68% black. And yet he made those particular comments talking solely about himself. Now, you might think, well, maybe he wasn't around a lot of people who may be able to talk to him about what it means to live life in America as a black person. Because, listen, exposure will lead to ignorance. A lack of exposure will lead to ignorance. So I'm looking at a Marcus Colston. He could have talked to him along the way. Jimmy Graham, Lance Moore, Michael Thomas, Robert Meacham, Antonio Gates, Brandon Cooks, Devery Henderson, Darren Sproles, Pierre Thomas, Reggie Bush, Ben Watson, Eric Parker, Keenan McCardell, Alvin Kamara, Brandon Coleman, Tre'Quan Smith, Ten Gid Jr. I can go on and on. Willie Snead. All of these people are people that Drew Brees has thrown touchdowns to in his career, in his long NFL career. But you know what he never did? He never, ever, apparently until yesterday, took the time to listen to them. Listening is going to be the key going forward. Now, this is not just a sports conversation, but it is obviously a sports conversation. How can a person who's been in the league this long make statements that are so out of touch? Because he hasn't been listening. Now, if you work relationships, you have to listen to one another. At least successful work relationships, listening is important. If I'm doing this show and I don't listen to Andrew, and Andrew doesn't listen to me, we don't have a show. If I don't listen to Natalie and Natalie doesn't listen to me, we don't have a show. It doesn't work here without listening. So he's around these people, but he's clearly not listening to them. In your marriage or whatever relationship, it's not enough to just be around each other in the house. You must listen to one another. Listening is the key. So we're now at this point in the country that we cannot deny, we cannot dodge. As much as I would like to just move on and just move on to sports, there are still protests. Thankfully, it seems like things in Philadelphia calmed down some yesterday. I didn't hear about any ATMs. I didn't hear about anybody dying, thankfully, around the country. That's good. Okay, I do want everybody to be safe. I've been saying that. But now that we've gotten everybody's attention, now's the time for listening. And for whatever reason, Drew Brees to this point decided that listening was at best optional. And he spent so much time talking about his grandfather that he didn't ever think to ask what black soldiers who served at the same time as his grandfather, how America might have been for them. Because he was insulated, because he didn't open his mind, because he refused to listen. Listening is our way out of this. So the question for the people that are angry at Drew Brees comes forward to us with his apology. One, do you believe the apology? Two, do you think he needed to apologize? He had an opinion. Everyone has the right to their opinion. And if Drew Brees had explained that he believes that the ideal of America, the idea of America, the all men is created equal facet of America meant that everyone should stand because that's his belief, but he's listened to all the injustice and laid everything down, fine with that opinion. That's not what he said. What he did was he dismissed all those teammates that he's had since 2001. Again, the league is everyone that blocked for him, everyone that caught touchdown passes. So then I want everybody to look inside themselves. Everybody, white, black, whatever, look inside yourself. Have you been listening? Have you been listening to the female coworker about what it's like to be a woman? Have you listened to the black coworker? Have you listened to the people around you? Do you listen to your wife? Do you listen to your kids? Listening is the key going forward. And clearly, Drew Brees just said he just hasn't listened. No listening for his entire NFL career. And I just don't know how you can work that closely with that many black men and never listen to them. How?
It's interesting. And I think a lot of the problem and a lot of why there's still a lot of resistance is because everybody wants to make it about themselves.
He definitely did.
He took the issue.
Uh-huh.
And I'm using the term the issue because it's so large. He took this issue and made it about himself. It wasn't about the issue. They asked him, how are you feeling about this? And he made it about himself.
Right.
And what we're responsible for doing right now is not making it about ourselves.
We have to be able to expand our minds.
It's not about your experience. It's about somebody else's experience. And like Ty's saying, you have to listen because I've been getting emails. People are trying to rationalize it away. And I'm like, Just shut up and listen and hear it and actively listen. It's not just listening because you could be staring at somebody while they're talking and you're not listening to what they're saying. It's called actively listening, internalizing what you're hearing, letting it resonate and understanding. That's what it comes to. It's a process. Listening is a process. It's active listening as well.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And this isn't just a Drew Brees thing.
No.
I'm calling out everybody. Everybody that's watching, everybody that's listening, everybody that's not watching, everybody that's not listening. Listening is important. Now, Andrew, younger guy. So I always hear how, and with mixed proof, that your generation and then your generation after you are all going to be better. And I'm encouraged by the reaction to all of this. Do you think, as a whole, you and your generation do a better job listening than previous generations?
Yes, I do. And just from hearing stories from people that are older than me and the way some people talk, right? Like, unfortunately, I've heard it. I've heard comments that I'm like, oh, dude, like, you know, because they're 60 years old or they're older. And it's like, wow, I don't feel that at all. And that's why, you know, you go on Twitter and it's just a disgusting place. And I go, oh, my God, how do you actually feel that way about any person? Right. Like, listen, we talk about hating teams all the time. We're like, oh, I hate the Celtics. Oh, I hate Jason Tatum. I don't hate him as a human being. I don't know the guy. But I do believe that there are people that are getting better that are, I hope, I mean, for your sake and for a lot of other black Americans' sakes and not just black, for every race and creed. Like, I hope that people are starting to get past that old way of thinking, because that's what it always comes down to, right? Oh, well, I'm old school. What does that mean? What does old school mean? You're still a human.
Still a human.
And so is that person. So is that person.
Right. I completely agree with you. So 610-632-0975. The word of the day is listening. The Drew Brees thing, he's just an example. And that's why the stupid statements of, I got black, my best friend is black, so my best friend, and all that stuff. If you're not listening to them, If you're not listening to them, then they're, first of all, they're not actually your friends. If you're not listening to them, they're not your friends, first of all.
True.
And second of all, it's everything. Drew Brees has done a poor job since 2001 listening. Maybe he'll clean it up. Who knows? Malcolm Jenkins, very, very emotional. We'll talk about it today. And if you don't think Drew Brees should have apologized at all, your call is also welcome. Drew Brees has a right to his opinion, but when he explained his opinion, it was clear he has done very little listening. Again, the NBA votes to return July 31st, 22 teams, 29-1. Other than hating Portland, everybody's on board. We'll talk to Mark Zumoff about that. And as we try to find our way forward, I'm reaching out to somebody who knows much more than me, a pastor, a person who might be able to lead us and explain to us some of the things we need to do going forward to avoid ever having to have this conversation again. We probably will, but let's hope we don't have to. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Is that Tracy Chapman right there?
Yeah.
All right. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. Word of the day is listening. 2 o'clock hour brought to you by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And now it's time to open our Twitter poll. I'm very interested in what it is today. And that's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment? Paul B. Moyer & Sons has it all. They have everything. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. Natalie.
Thanks, Ty. Today's poll, do you believe Drew Brees needed to apologize? 57% say yes, 43% say no. So,
all right,
there you have it.
So early. And again, people will think Drew Brees, I mean, I knew this about Drew Brees a long time ago, that he's not a foxhole guy. He's a guy that's out for himself. He's not a foxhole guy. And when it comes down to it, he has done a poor job listening to his teammates. And it's not that he had that opinion. It was that the way he explained that opinion showed absolutely no wisdom whatsoever from 19 years of being in a league that is 68% black. It told you everything you need to know about what his mindset is. And that's why I tell you right now, the Saints aren't making the playoffs. I said that before. I'm saying it again. That team's looking for somebody to push it over the edge. And Drew, you just did that. And they'll try to come back together and blah-de-blah-de-blah. There's a reason that they won one Super Bowl despite having all those yards and all that good talent and playing in the dome and da-da-da-da-da. It's because that guy isn't the guy. The Carson Wentz, he might be that guy. Drew Brees, yeah, he's not that guy. All right. Joey in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone, how's it going?
What's going on, Joey?
I'm all right. So I just want to start off the show by saying Drew Brees should not have apologized.
Okay.
Because that's how he felt.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of making a forced apology to be accepted, he should have just stood by how he felt and took the consequences. Now, with that said, I completely disagree with how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
And my honest opinion is he should consider retirement before the NFL season presumes, because going into the season, he's going to be 41 or 42 years old, and his health, you know, already was a question mark at that age. Now you have predominantly black players in the NFL, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and if people think that they're not going to target Drew Brees, because now he put the brightest target on his chest, someone could, they're sadly mistaken.
Well, I don't think it's a safety concern. I think he'll be fine. He did. It did look like he didn't have a lot of mustard on his throws at the end of last season. Looked like he was throwing a lot of ducks despite being in the dome. Hence why they lost that first playoff game. But I don't think it's a safety concern. The question is going to be, when push comes to shove, football is not always pretty. Can he now lead that locker room after the things that he said? And I'm sure that right now, everybody on that team is going to say the right things as far as accepting his apology. But when push comes to shove, do you do that extra inch? Do you pull out that extra stop for a guy who clearly does not care about your plight at all? For him to make those statements, clearly he doesn't give a damn about the plight of his teammates. And I can tell you that guy couldn't lead me. If you don't care about me, you can't lead me. I can work with you, but if you're going to lead me, you have to care about me, and you have to listen to me. And he has not been listening. That guy couldn't lead me around the block. He couldn't lead me out of a paper bag. He couldn't lead me to tie his shoes, let alone winning the Super Bowl. He couldn't lead me to do a damn thing.
I mean, because it's also the thought that, okay, if you're that tone deaf, I'm using that term, if you're that tone deaf to what's actually going on,
right?
Then what are you thinking privately when you're making decisions?
Exactly. That was him on his best behavior.
That was him saying, here I am, and this is what I think is right.
Right.
Publicly. What are you thinking that you're not saying? And I think that that's the concern for a lot of his teammates, because it's like, man, if this is what you think publicly, like, what do you think personally?
Right. And just to clarify, I'm not suggesting that Breeze is like in the Klan or something.
No.
What I'm suggesting it'd be something like this. Man, look how far we've come. What are they complaining about? I mean, it's not like they're getting assassinated. Like, well, he probably says something like that. Not that he's like doing the white power thing. What he's doing is probably, I mean, come on. You're making tons of money. What are you complaining about? That's what I bet you he says in private.
Right.
That's how it came off. That kind of thing.
Like, he kind of has that mentality, because I think we're learning now with, you know, the resistance to the movement, is you're kind of seeing where people fall in line behind certain arguments.
Right.
So he would fall in line behind that argument. Well, this is how it is for you now. Like, what's wrong?
What's wrong?
What do you mean, what's wrong?
In the 60s, then you could complain. Right. Now, you have it great.
Right.
What are you saying? I threw you 12 touchdown passes last year, buddy. What are you talking about, Michael Thomas? What do you mean? Malcolm, he got 2 Super Bowl rings. We got one together. What do you mean? You've helped millions. What are you talking about, buddy? Hey, what are you upset about?
Yeah.
Clearly, that's his real attitude.
He's with that section of people, that faction of people.
Come on, man. Hey, come on, guys. Get pans in. Let's go win some football games.
Team.
Yeah.
Team on three.
We're not on the same one, but we're all on a team. We're not on the same team, though, because he don't give a damn.
You know, I was just thinking, talking about leading and stuff.
Uh-huh.
He's the guy that always does the pregame huddle. Uh-huh. Remember, they always show him because he's all fired up and stuff, and everybody's around him and everybody's into it. What happens this year?
It's not going to be the same. They might want to let Taysom Hill or let Jameis do it. Jameis is there.
Jameis Winston. Well, no, he was bad. Murray did
eat some W's or whatever.
Yeah,
that's not going to work.
You don't want Jameis.
And when it comes time for victory formation at the end of the game, to take a knee, Taysom Hill's got to be in the game. You can't have Drew in the game. By the way, if we're being honest, can we be intellectually honest real fast?
Yeah. Always, please.
What would we prefer? What we have going on right now, riots, people have lost their lives, property damage, all the stuff that's been happening, or a peaceful protest in which somebody takes a knee? Which one? Because let's be honest, those are kind of the two choices. Because when we didn't accept that, we got this. Had we listened, had we spent more time listening to that, we wouldn't get what we got now. And if we're being honest, even if you hate everything about this, you probably wish that all these people out there, that the ones worried about property, I bet you wish you had a like that knee then, wouldn't you? Because it might have avoided some of this if we had done a better job listening the first time, right? If we're being honest.
Yep.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
I mean, and that's the whole thing. That's what that was all about. That's what this is all about. It's the same problem.
Right.
It's the same problem.
And rather than trying to disgrace it and take away from it and all that stuff the first time, had we spent more time listening the first time, perhaps when things like this happen, the officers think twice. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But maybe there's mobile. Maybe things are mobilized. Maybe there's better training already in certain police departments, because police departments are already calling to do that, by the way.
Yeah.
And what caused it? Unfortunately, when the riots happened, that's when the new training happened. When it was time to be quiet and nice, there was the retraining didn't happen. Now the riots come, and now all of a sudden, all these police departments across the country want to retrain all their officers on de-escalation. Huh. We should do it the right way. We should do it the nice way. But it requires actual listening.
Right. And speaking of taking a knee, there's a lot of people are doing this lazy. They post a photo of Drew Brees taking a knee with some of his teammates. That was before the national anthem. Remember when the NFL did that bogus, hey, we hear you.
Before every game,
we're listening to you. We're not hearing you. Yeah. We're listening to you. We're all going to take a knee before the national anthem to make everybody happy. So that's where people got that photo from Drew Brees. Oh, look, he did take a knee. No, that was when literally remember Jerry Jones
went out there? Ray Lewis was acting all dumbed out with the Ravens. Yes. They were playing overseas. But he took two knees so that the next day he could say, I was praying.
Right.
I didn't take a knee.
I keep thinking deeply about, you know, the culmination of events and how we got here. And you think about that time and you think about the kneeling and you think about how I just can't get past, like, Why did we as a country have to go every way around it? The solution could have been, it's so frustrating. Why did we have to go around it?
If there were as many allies then as there are now, we would have had a much better chance avoiding now from ever happening. But we didn't. And now that's why I'm saying we have to listening, and that's why I want to move forward. And Drew Brees is just an example. There are tons of Drew Breeses out there in positions of whether it be power, whether it be influence, whatever. There's tons of Drew Breeses out there who have been around black people but haven't spent any time listening to them, and thus they don't understand. Still in Ocean City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, all.
How you doing, Steele?
Tyrone, please hear me out. I have a mea culpa.
All right.
After yesterday's hideous, on my part, performance during General Knowledge Wednesday, given the bunny layup question that Natalie gave me, a free agent from San Francisco, which I had a lobotomy, couldn't answer. I decided to take away my radio privileges for 2 weeks. But I'll tell you this.
Okay.
You three have a very, very powerful show.
Well, thank you. We're just trying to hold it down, but I appreciate it, Steele.
Yeah, but just hear me out. It's fun, for one. It's entertaining. And it's young and hip. It really is. It's fun to
do appreciate it, Steele, but I know you didn't call in just to give compliments. What do you have on the Drew Brees situation?
Tyrone, do you think he's a racist?
No, I explain what I think. I think he's a person who thinks that that black people are have it better than they did before, so they should shut up and just accept what we have now. That's what it's more placism than racism. Like, stay in your place, be happy where you are. That's how I think he thinks. I don't think he's in the Klan. I've said that already a couple times. He's not in the Klan. Okay. No way.
No, I don't think he is either. I think he's a patriot. It's unfortunate what he said. I think if he could take it back, he would. It was insensitive. I think that would be the adjective. Listen, I'm going to leave you with this. You have plenty of callers coming up. The magic word for you three is chemistry. You're just fantastic to listen. And I'm on 2 week hiatus.
All right. Well, Steele, I look forward to you coming back in a couple of weeks, buddy.
You didn't have to do that.
Everybody gets a general knowledge question wrong.
I think he meant from calling.
He's putting himself in timeout for getting the TO question wrong. When you're on the spot, it's tough.
I think it is that Steele, those golfers, see, this is the problem with golf. See, in basketball, when you miss a shot, most people, you're worried about the next shot. That miss is right out of your mind. Golfers like him and other golfers, when they miss a putt, so let's say they miss a putt on the third hole. On the sixth hole,
they're still thinking about it.
They'll let that miss on the third hole make them miss a putt on the sixth hole.
Yep.
They don't just let that go. Right. And then on the 10th hole, they're still thinking about what happened on the 6th, et cetera, et cetera. He's taking that call like a golfer.
Oh, and when you're on hole 18 and you're at, you know, you're at 85, right? Uh-huh. You're like, oh, I don't want to get to the 90s. I want to shoot in the 80s today. Uh-huh. But man, I missed that putt on the second hole.
See?
I missed that gimme.
This would be, I would have no problem shooting sub 90 had I done what I was supposed to do on 12. And I think that's the approach that Steele is bringing to the, so I understand the mentality.
Yeah.
He's trying to punish himself. So what I should have did was give him another question, like to redeem himself, like off the top.
Oh, I know.
Like the war number 3 for the Sixers.
Like, okay, no, I'll give it, it might be a hard one, but I was looking up all the people that Drew Brees has thrown touchdown passes to. Who do you think he threw the most touchdowns to?
Was it Marcus Colston?
It was Marcus Colston. 72 touchdowns.
Hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That would be a question he might have gotten. Everybody remember Colston, local guy, Hofstra, but he was had some Philly ties.
He did stuff with the Soul, with Jaws.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh, the Soul.
So that's what I'm saying, he might have gotten that. I should have asked him a question. Ronnie on the cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. All right. Doug in San Francisco. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty. How are you guys, man? I got to tell you, man, like, I do not buy Drew Brees anything he's saying today. Like, he's saying it because of the intense backlash. Like, do you think that if one or two guys said something, he would have made that apology?
I do not. I think that the fact that almost a bunch of his teammates, LeBron James, the sporting world, basically the entire, right in a point where the entire nation was on the other side of an issue, Drew, I don't think, read the tea leaves and saw, sorry, Drew, this isn't 2016 or 17. We're on board with this peaceful thing now. I don't think he got that memo.
Right. And I got to tell you, when I saw the whole thing yesterday, like, I've never had such a visceral reaction. You and I, I've called him and I've clowned you before. I was like, no, Drew's cool. He's cool. And, mm-hmm. you know, you've been saying this whole time. And I've never had such a visceral reaction to where I went on his Instagram and just trashed him because I was like, yo, man, I was a fan of yours. You suck. And then Malcolm Jenkins' response was just so perfect to me.
Yeah.
And this is the thing for me that makes me so angry is that a guy like Drew Brees, like, yeah, like, we can all say, like, yeah, he's not racist. He just, you know, misspoke and here's the thing. It's that type of racism that I can't stand. It's the one where it's like, yeah, like, I'm cool with you, black guy, but I'm going to put you in my box as a white man. Like, you can play in this box only. And then when you step out of that box, that's when I'm going to say, oh, yeah, you're out of line. Like, you know, you can't kneel for the flag. Like, you're disrespecting the flag. It's that kind of thing that I can't stand. It's that, like, kind of very subtle racist tone, and that's what he did yesterday, and it just made me sick, man.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Doug. It's so overt, always better than covert. Tell me exactly who you are, and I can avoid you. Covert is more dangerous.
Yeah,
well, covert is always way worse than overt.
And I think the apology, he still didn't get it because then he said, I would like to be a leader for the black community.
Yeah, like, you can't.
No, you can't.
You have to be a leader for the white community.
Yeah, you could be a leader for the white community.
To be an ally to the black community. Yeah. So eventually, in a perfect world, there would be no community. It would just be one community. Like, that should still be the goal.
The goal
should be that everybody's welcome everywhere.
Right.
Everybody's treated equally. Everybody's treated fairly. Like, all that should be the goal.
No one was asking him to be a leader for the black community. No. They were asking for support. That's what this is about.
Or like Malcolm Jenkins, that was a time for him to just shut up.
Yes.
He said a little more colorful, but just shut up. Listen to what's going on, or listen to all the teammates you've had for the last 19 years in a league that's 68%. Like, that's hard. That's work to be that out of touch. Like, you have to try to be that out of touch. It would be like if you work with 68% women, and then you have no idea why, like, no idea, not that you would relate enough to be, speak on it on behalf of women. I'm saying where you can't sit back and go, I probably should listen to the women on this one because I'm with 68% of them. You get what I'm saying? Like, that should be enough.
I can't tell you how many times you're bringing it up. So as a woman, where I can tell people are talking at me and not talking to me. And then when I'm responding, I can tell that they're not actively listening. Yeah. I can't even tell you how many times
a lot
in my life and mm-hmm. let, and in business that I know that whatever it is that they're thinking, it has nothing to do with what I'm saying. I can't even tell you how many times that's happened.
Right. And it's unfortunate.
Because the response their response has nothing to do with what I just said. Right. It's about what they think.
Yeah, listen, that's a nice shirt, Matt.
Exactly.
Like something did you do something different with your hair?
Right.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that or something that has nothing to do with it, or it still reverts to the initial point that they were trying to make, even though I just disproved their point. Like, I can't even tell you. And then they just pat you on the head and want to send you along. Well, they don't pat you on the head. They can't do that anymore, but.
They used to
pat you on the head. Yeah.
Pat you on the butt. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
I'm complimenting you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I'm saying it's nice. You know, like your shape.
Yeah, right? Like, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, we have to evolve, but it's almost like he went out of his way to not, which is just weird. Ryan, let's try it again. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. All right. Jay and Roxborough, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Jay?
Listen, you know, I'm going to talk from more of a technical, you know, position on this. You know, when you listen to the Star Spangled Banner, you know, it does make a lot of references to war, you know, rockets, red glare, you know, ramparts, you know, bombs bursting in the air. And all that stuff. So I get where those military people, you know, were kind of getting angry about not, you know, respecting the flag. But the one that really gets on my nerves is that Pledge of Allegiance. You know, that Pledge of Allegiance, now that's a joke. If you're a black person and you recite those words that they made all the kids recite, you know, growing up in school, every day before class started, you had to stand up, put your hand on your heart.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
Recite that.
Uh-huh.
You know, those words, when I look at those words of that Pledge of Allegiance, that's when I get angry, you know, because that's a smack in the face. That's a real disrespect, you know. So
now, why do you say that? Because we haven't lived up to the flag salute?
Well, here's the thing, and I'm glad you said flag. You know, I think that, you know, when you look at in terms of white people over a period of time, that Pledge of Allegiance has been an actuality. But for black people, that's always been like a forecast or an ideology.
Very fair.
So that's where the contradiction comes in. But when it comes to like Drew Brees, I understand his, I'm going to call it naivete.
Yeah.
You know,
but should he still have that after 19 years in the NFL? He's been around. He's been around enough people to where he should know better if he wanted to know better. I just don't think he actually wanted to know better. And that's disturbing. Mark in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right.
I have a quick 3 points real quick.
Let me put you on hold. This phone's going out a little bit. Having some phone issues.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I wonder if it's weather related.
Oh, man, the weather.
And the electricity, half the city, a bunch of people are out, going to be without power till Sunday, Monday.
I got lucky. I was told tomorrow night, 11 p.m., it just kicked on. Like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, because it's it's 88 here.
Yeah.
So it's where we are. I know in the city proper, that means it's hotter.
Right.
Because we're like in a little bit on the outskirts. Like in the city proper, that means it's over 90.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's congested. So this is not a day to not have power.
Right? No. And then yesterday, those storms, they have a new name.
Yeah. What was that name?
It's called I could be totally butchering this. So before people like tweet me and, you know, message me. Uh-huh. Is it a Derecho? D-E-R-E-C-H-O, a Derecho?
Yeah, I saw that word.
I think it's Derecho, because I actually watched a YouTube video.
On
Derecho. I was like, what the hell is a Derecho?
Yeah.
And the guy, a weather person, I was like, all right, you're smarter than me when it comes to this. So I don't even know what I called it. I think I called it like a Duracio or something. I was like, I'm going to follow what this man said.
I'm like super Philly. I'm like, it's a Derecho.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a
Derecho.
Derecho.
Derecho?
Yeah, that's
Derecho.
What Boone says.
But where did that come from? In my entire life, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, the guy on the video that I saw, he said it happens twice a year normally in the Midwest. Like, literally, in the entire country, you usually see it twice a year, and it happens in the Midwest.
And we got one here yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, great.
That's awesome. End of days. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Word of the day is listening. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. Word of the day is listening. Sports world's been talking about Drew Brees 100 miles per hour, and it all goes back to him since 2001 not listening to his teammates and instead putting his worldview on them without a discussion with them. And the reason I know that he hasn't made that discussion is you don't make that statement if you had that discussion. And that's even if you want to, and also note, Drew Brees does not have to like kneeling. Drew Brees does not have to kneel himself. That, no, I don't, I'm making it clear that I'm not saying that. What he has to do a better job is understanding when someone tells you why. Just listening to them.
And it doesn't have to do with the flag.
Yeah, people make it. Well, that's an easy excuse. And because you can't.
But it's still not about the flag.
No, but he that's what he did.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And the reason people did it then was, one, you still, the players still have to play the game, but it would be visible. And unfortunately, you can't have a protest that no one sees. Because then that's not a protest.
Oh, you mean like standing in the tunnel?
Yeah, like
if you're not, say, if you're not happy.
Yeah, like people that say, "Oh, not during my football." I bet you when they see stuff getting blown up, they wish they had done it during their football.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I wish people would do it during football instead of the alternative, because the alternatives aren't pretty. That's the thing that we didn't recognize, and that's where I guess people had been silent, I guess, for too long. People didn't remember how it used to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think everyone was just kind of comfortable in their own little, again, this is about being uncomfortable and stepping outside of your comfort zone, because everybody was comfortable in their own little worlds where they didn't have to deal with this problem that we have here.
Right.
So it was easier. It's easier. Well, I don't know what to do. I can't do anything about it. So I don't want to see it. That's, I think, was a lot of the mindset. And now it's like, well, you have no choice now. Now you have to deal with it.
Yeah, now you, right. And I bet you wish you had calmly and relaxed after football was done, had, or during a commercial break, you go, you know, probably not good what's happening to people. That probably would have been a better conversation than this conversation.
You know how,
a more comfortable conversation.
You know how it was compared, one of my friends compared it was, it's like, if I guess if you have kids and you're telling your kids, like, you have to do the dishes, you have to do the dishes, you have to do the dishes don't get done. Mm-hmm. What eventually happens? The parent is kind of like, do the dishes.
Right.
It's pretty much the same thing.
In my house, you're not going to get that many times.
Like not enough.
I get what you're saying. And then,
the reaction
and then the
end.
The reaction would be closer to my dad, would be closer to a riot.
Right.
It'd be closer to a riot. You're going to wash those dishes. Like,
yeah.
And you're going to wash those dishes if you want to live here. It was more like a, yes.
You should probably do the dishes.
Right. When he said to do the dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan and Potsdale, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Dan?
So I just wanted to talk about, you know, one or two things here. The first thing with the Drew Brees situation, you asked a caller earlier, or they may have asked you about,
yeah, ask me.
You know, do you think, you know, that was genuine or this and that? Is he, you know, does he really feel bad? Or, mm-hmm. And I think it reminds me of a phrase my mom used to say to me when I would get in trouble and I would apologize. She would say, "You're not sorry. You're sorry you got caught."
Exactly.
You know, that kind of feels the way of, you know, I said this yesterday, and now that all this backlash has happened, you know, I'm going to come out with the Instagram post and talk about how devastated I am. With that being said, on the flip side, I think guys like Joe Horn and some of these other guys that were his teammates, you know, his black teammates who came out and said right away, you know, we know Drew will do the right thing, this and that. This was a, you know, a very insensitive thing to say. To me, maybe I'm wrong, doesn't that kind of show that they see him as, you know, a good, genuine person to be like,
Wow. I think they see him as a good, genuine person about fans. Like, he's not malicious. They just think that he was ignorant. And that's probably true. Like, Drew Brees has done, it's not like he has done no good deeds. The issue is he didn't spend time enough time listening to his teammates. They see that he's not a malicious guy and he's not going to go cause a riot. He's not going to be a type guy go does something wrong. But the question is, with the amount of power an NFL quarterback has in a league that, again, is 68% black, is that enough to just not do harm, or do you have to also do good?
Yeah. No, that's the question. I think it was something that, you know, it was really, really dumb what he said and very insensitive. And, you know, he obviously, I'm sure he would take it back if he could, but I think he would take it back in a lot of ways because of, you know, the backlash that he received. The second thing I just want to real quick. Mm-hmm. So I coach high school basketball, and we 2 or 3 years ago were playing a team, right outside of Philadelphia. And during the national anthem, I'd say about 3/4 of the stadium, you know, the gym, were sitting down during the national anthem. And there were guys on our team, you know, on the way home on the bus, who were like talking about it, like, that was so weird. Like, you know, you could see, like, you know, and it kind of started a conversation amongst them. And I think people early on, where, you know, we saw Kaepernick, who I wasn't a fan of the kneeling, realizing it now, as you guys are saying, it's true. As at the end of the day, was it really, I mean, was it something that was worth getting that upset over? And I,
right. And if you think it was, that's fine. But this is what you get when you don't listen to peaceful protests. And the other thing is, I say all the time that I've been saying all week, I should say, that allies don't have to be perfect. At the same time, you're not going to always get a perfect person to lead. You're not going to get a perfect leader. And what I mean is that we saw what happened to the perfect leader, got taken out. So if you want to say Colin Kaepernick was a flawed leader of a movement, fine. Like, fine. He fine. If you say that he was flawed, that doesn't mean what he was saying wasn't righteous. And what we spent time is, let's kill the person saying it. Let's kill the message and distort the message. Leave the problem at how it is. And then when we get this, wonder why. And that's why, unfortunately, when the rioting and stuff happened, I wasn't surprised. It stunk. But I wasn't surprised.
Well, there's that tweet that's since gone viral again in 2016. The guy, I forget who the reporter was, but somebody said, you know, I wonder how we're going to be feeling in a couple of years about, right. I forget who it was. Did you see that?
Like,
This was at the time he put out the tweet saying, like, all right, well, you'll see. You know, he's trying to do something peaceful now. What are people going to be saying in a couple of years?
Right. And it was malpractice by us. We did not do a good enough job. And all of us. It's not just Andrew or Natalie. It's everybody didn't do a good enough job listening the last time. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing, guys? I rarely call in, but I have to call in. And I'll give credit to Stephen A. this morning. And I don't know if you heard what he had to say, but I'm not the perspective that you guys are making, the spin that you guys are making, you're marrying the two situations together.
What are you talking about?
Are you even aware that what the question he was asked?
Yes, I heard the question. I actually listened to what he said. He was asked about the kneeling during the flag, and he said he would not stand for any disrespect.
What does the flag mean to him?
No, that's not what he was asked. He was asked, what would happen if teammates going forward, what would you have to say about that now? And then he went into all the stuff about himself.
Stephen A. gave him the context of the fortitude of not marrying the two together. Drew Brees is looking at
Stephen A. also said that he was very disappointed in him.
Oh, sure. We're disappointed in it, but you also have to.
I don't have to do anything.
But no, it's not a question of, hey, what do you think of the George Floyd situation? And he was answering that question.
The teammate asked about, he said, in the past, you were against your teammates kneeling, blah, 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 NFL players. Now that this has happened, what would you say going forward? And he went into his spiel again. I heard the audio. I'm not marrying anything. He married it.
He married it.
This was his opportunity to say, hey, I now have more empathy for my teammates and what they go through in America, et cetera, et cetera. And he chose not to. That's on Drew.
I'll agree with you there.
And that was his choice. Like, I'm being nice to Drew Brees. I'm not going to go this extra mile for, oh, no, let's give him. I'm not giving him. I've been saying this about Drew Brees for years.
Yeah, this was not news to you.
No.
It's been a theme on the show.
Right. I've been telling y'all about Drew Brees. I don't have to give y'all give him the benefit of the doubt. If you want to give him every benefit of the doubt, go ahead. I've already said that I don't think Drew Brees is racist. I've already said that I don't think Drew Brees is necessarily a bad person. What Drew Brees is guilty of is what a lot of people are guilty of. He's poor at listening. Just like the last caller kind of was. We have to do a better job listening. Now, the next on the other side, this person is great at listening, and we're great at listening to him. The NBA voted today 29-1 to return. July 31st, the league will be back, and hopefully that means the return of the great Mark Zumoff. We'll talk to him on the other side. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.